to a special episode of the Technology and the Arts podcast. 1 year after their last reunion, hosts Brian Kelly and John Lemazny return in this installment to talk about John's 2010 Trenton Computer Festival presentation on enhancing digital photos with open source software, his 365 Sketches project, and the TEDx NJ Libraries event taking place in Princeton, New Jersey on Friday, May 7th, 2010. All of that and more is just ahead on the Technology and the Arts podcast for Sunday, April 25th, 2010. Now, here are your hosts, Brian Kelly and John Lemazny.
Hello and welcome to a special Technology and the Arts podcast. We're recording on the campus of the College of New Jersey in Ewing Township, New Jersey, where the 2010 edition of the Trenton Computer Festival is underway.
Yay!
My name is Brian Kelly, writer, musician, and science and technology enthusiast living in central New Jersey.
And I'm John Lemazny, and I'm a speaker at TCF.
What happened to father, poet?
I'm all those things.
Yeah, I know. It's on John's mini speaker bio that I tweeted earlier. Anyway, John is here at Trenton Computer Festival to give a presentation on enhancing digital photos using open source software, which he'll be doing, well, he's already done it once this weekend. He'll be doing it again on Sunday, which will probably be in the past by the time this podcast gets online. But we'll talk about that a little later on, as well as some other things John has been up to since we ended the regular podcast back in December 2008, correct? It was 2008, yeah. But since this is the first time John and I have seen each other in a while, we're going to spend a couple of minutes getting ourselves and our listeners caught up a bit on what's been going on in our lives. So, John, why don't you tell me and our audience what you've been up to lately?
Well, I think the most significant thing that has happened in my life since our podcast is that I've started speaking on several circuits, but the thing that's great about that is they began paying. So it was like it's not an income level kind of thing, but it's nice to go through the effort that you go through like on a day like today, but actually have a check at the end of that. It's a beautiful thing.
That is always a good thing.
And that has been mostly due in part to the generosity and work of people like Peter Bromberg at Central South Jersey Regional Library Consortium, Amy Kearns at Central Jersey Regional Library Consortium, and Janie Herman at the Princeton Public Library, who I want to say thank you to. And I also want to say that I'm very sad to report that both Amy and Peter recently lost their jobs due to the cuts in the library's 74% reduction in budget. It's really sad, but I just wanted to sort of reiterate that they're fantastic. They did a lot of things for me, and thank you so much. The other thing that's going on is my project called 365 Sketches, and what that is essentially me using open source software on a daily basis to make a sketch. And sometimes the sketch is simple, sometimes it's more complex, but what this has turned into has been a way for me to talk with people about design on a really regular daily basis. And it's been a lot of fun. A lot of people are helping me. People are sending me images that help me with my daily sketch. And again, thanks to Janie Herman, she's arranged for me to have a show at Princeton Public Library in June, beginning June 1st.
Nice.
Followed in July and August with a series of talks, probably four to six talks. I think it's four. Basically weekly, and it'll be a great opportunity for me to continue my work in exploring Inkscape and sharing that with the community, as I was doing today, more or less.
All right. So we're going to talk about that a little later on. So
more time in front of people talking about open source software is a great thing for me. So, But that's what's going on, Brian.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
How about you?
Well, not as exciting as John's exploits since our last podcast. I mean, basically the biggest things that have happened is I've since moved on to another job since the last podcast ended, you know, public affairs position. It's challenging but rewarding, and get to work at home a lot. Actually, I'm going to be working from home a lot more, seems, in the near future. But I guess the big news is that on May 22nd, I'll be finally getting married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And to Allison, who made a brief appearance on our special Triumph podcast that we did. But we have just a few minor details to work out, some preparations, some arrangements, just a few little and not really little things, but we're getting there. And after that, Allison and I are going to be traveling to Greece for our honeymoon. That's, you know, unless any Icelandic volcano eruptions, you know, further.
I bet you know how to say it.
Oh, I have no idea how to say that volcano's name. I don't even think that's a real name.
That doesn't sound like you.
That doesn't sound like that. That is not a real name of anything.
If I know anything about you,
you cannot have like three F's and two and like five L's in the name of a volcano. That doesn't happen. Anyway, barring any ash cloud disasters, British Airways labor issues and Greece.
That was well, ASH cloud.
Yeah, and in Greece, well, they're having all sorts of issues. I don't know if they're going to be worked out by the time we get there, but if all goes according to plan, we'll fly into actually we'll have make a stopover in London for a couple hours, then fly into Athens, spend a couple nights in Athens, 3 nights Mykonos, 3 nights Santorini, and then another night in Athens before coming home. So looking forward to that.
Haven't you been to London before?
I've never been to you. I've never been out. I've been to Canada. That's it. I've never been outside of this country.
Might as well. But I, for some reason, I thought that you had told me you had been to Britain.
I've always wanted to be. At one point, I wanted to move to London. It's the land of Doctor Who. Why would I not want to be there?
Right.
By the way, the new Dr. Matt Smith is awesome. Check out Doctor Who on BBC America Saturday night. But I knew I'd work in Doctor Who somehow. But
I saw that coming.
Yeah. But really, I guess that's about it. I think right now we should turn our attention to the focus of this podcast, technology and the arts. And since really, it's really more about John Lemazny, this podcast. And the first thing I want to mention is that our very own John Lemazny was recently ranked as one of the 50 most powerful voices in open source, according to a blog post on mindtouch.com. John shows up at number 48, right?
That's
48?
Right.
48 on the list.
Made the cut.
Hey, but
but at the top
by
of
the way,
list
Linus,
is
Linus's
like
last
Tim
name.
O'Reilly.
Yeah, Tim O'Reilly. Linus how do you say
Torvalds.
His last
name? Torvalds.
That's
Torvalds.
What I thought. Linus Torvalds. And Chris Messina. So, I mean, they're at the top of the list. John's at number 48, which, you know, that's a pretty big accomplishment. So
to be anywhere on that list was I was excited about it.
Yeah, so congratulations to you. And
thank
if you have anything to say, this can be your time for your acceptance speech.
I just want to say thank you, and let's keep fighting the good fight.
Nice.
And it is a good fight.
Yes. Another venture John is working on right now is the TEDx NJ Libraries event taking place at the Princeton Public Library in Princeton, New Jersey on Friday, May 7th. Now, even though I believe registration is closed...
Registration closed midnight last night. And we have just capped our 100-seat capacity.
Okay. But even though you're pretty much, you know, out of luck of getting in there, John, why don't you talk about how this event came together and, you know, why you're holding this event?
So TEDxNJ Libraries is a officially sanctioned TED event that deals with the locality that is the focus of the TEDx event. So there have been TEDx London, there's been TEDx Seattle, there's been TEDx New York Education, there's been TEDx Mid-Atlantic. And so what it is it's a way for people to come together to talk about a particular set of topics that are central to that community. And as a result, the folks focus is a lot more directly related to, in this case, Princeton and New Jersey, rather than the world, which is the focus of TED. So in case you don't know what TED is, TED.com, TED is an acronym for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, and it's a bi-yearly, is it bi-yearly or yearly?
I don't know.
But it happens on a regular basis, and it is a place for people to come together. They spend about $6,000, and they get on a waiting list to come to this event, and some of the greatest thinkers of our time come and speak to each other with the hopes of inspiring people who can make change happen. And so Al Gore came and talked about his environmental issues. There were Bill Gates came and talked about malaria.
I know Peter Gabriel spoke.
Some of the, I'm guarantee somebody who's your favorite person spoke at TED. So anyway, TEDx is a local event, and they have a lot of rules that they send out, such as you can only have 100 people unless you have somebody attend who has gone to the official TED. So we didn't have that. We have representatives from TED coming to watch the event, but our limitation is that we can only have 100 seats, plus our space only really holds 100 people. And despite the name, TEDxNJLibraries.com, we do not have only library-specific content. It's about culture and community in general. The reason libraries is involved in the name is because many libraries came together to support this local TEDx event. It has very little to do with library-based content. So there is one speaker who's very library-specific, and that is Leslie Berger, who is former president of the ALA. She was actually on the Jon Stewart show.
The Daily Show.
And there will be many librarians in the audience, but by no means all. I myself am not a librarian, for example, although I love libraries and I've worked with libraries quite a bit. So anyway, if you're interested in seeing who we have coming to speak, I'll just tell you one example. If you're listening to a podcast, you probably know of Lynette Day Young, who is head of Purple Stripe Productions. She's a longtime New Jersey podcaster, and she's coming to speak. She's going to be one of our 10 speakers. There's going to be musicians. There's going to be community leaders, and it's really a great opportunity to listen in. So even though you, if you have not already registered or will not be able to register, you should know that we are recording the event. And so at TEDxNJLibraries.com, you'll be able to, at a later time, see our edited video from the day. And I think it's going to be a really great event, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad I can't be there, but
you'll be able to see the videos.
Yeah, so, but I definitely wanted to, since we're doing this podcast, to promote the event a little bit. So, these people will be able to, get the content online, once it's available. But now that we've covered the TEDx event, I guess now it's time to talk about the Trenton Computer Festival. And like I said earlier, John presented on enhancing photos using open source software. And John, why don't you talk a little bit about your presentation?
So at TCF, it's always a fun time, but it's also a short time. You don't get a lot of time to speak. I got about an hour.
I was amazed that you actually came in a minute under. Usually the next presenter is coming in and kicking out.
I kind of skipped over the last two techniques, but essentially what I did was I tried to present five techniques in order to work with your digital photos using two fantastic open source software packages. That's Inkscape and the GNU Image Manipulation Program. And so I focused, for example, on using the bitmap trace tool inside Inkscape, or I focused on using brightness and contrast and focus tools inside the GIMP, and had a lot of fun. I think that people were surprised and interested to see some of the things that you could do. And if you go to lemansky.com/CV, you can see the presentation that I gave, not the video of it, but the presentation itself. And it was a lot of fun. It was actually a packed room.
I know.
We were at capacity. Brian tried to get in, and he was shoving the door.
I was running late as usual. I tried to get in, and the guy who got in just before me took like the last spot available at the door. I could not even open the door all the way. It was that packed.
Which has not always been the case at CCF. Some days I spent basically by myself. Brian was there with me.
And with like five other people.
By myself, right.
I think the word got out, though. You're one of the 50 most powerful voices in open source. People had to come see you.
I don't know. It's not hard to find me, for sure.
John also put a free beer sign on the door.
Yeah, I did.
That was the other one. But, well, that's all we really want to talk about. You know, we want to get together and do a special podcast. Obviously, we haven't thrown one of these up in a while since we ended the podcast. So, anything else you'd like to say before we...
I just want to say thanks for the opportunity, Brian. It's really great to see you. You look fantastic. And I'm really proud of you and happy for your upcoming marriage.
Thank you.
I think Allison's a lucky, lucky girl.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
I'm lucky. I definitely know that, but...
That's good.
But we actually took Rumba lessons last night.
Well played. What?
Rumba lessons.
Oh, Rumba?
Rumba, yeah.
I thought you said Rumble.
For our first dance.
You got into your first fight.
No, for our first dance.
I see.
We're doing a Rumba. So we actually took some lessons last night, but should have thrown that in at the beginning, but eh.
Maybe we could see some video of that.
We're even rustier at doing podcasts than we were the first time around. That doesn't surprise anybody. But I guess that's it. Thanks for listening, whoever is listening at this point.
And I'll make sure to tweet this out.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet this out too. So, for Technology and the Arts, this is Brian Kelly.
And this is John Lemasney. Take care.
Expressed by the hosts of Technology and the Arts are not necessarily those of guests of the program. Conversely, thoughts and opinions expressed by guests of Technology and the Arts are not necessarily shared by the hosts. For more information about the podcast you have just heard, please visit Technology and the Arts on the web at techarts.wordpress.com.